This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, but we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
This episode is brought to you by Dove. You use all the right skincare products for your face, but your body has been missing out. With new Dove Serum Body Wash, you can give your body the vitamin C glow it's been wanting, the hydration boost it's been craving, and the active skincare ingredients it deserves. It's time for your body care era. New Dove Serum Body Wash. Get Dove or get FOMO.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Olive Podcast Little Black Book bonus episode. Listen on to hear this week's guest share the hit list for eating, drinking, shopping and travel.
I'm delighted to welcome back Nisha Palmer. On the last episode of the Olive Podcast, she talked all about her new book, Share, Asian-inspired dinner party dishes. And today she's going to open up her little black book of all her favourite places. Let's dive in, Nisha. So what's one of your favourite UK foodie destinations, city or a town?
Do you know what? Last year, for the first time, I went to the Isle of Wight.
Oh.
And it's so foodie.
Incredible.
I would
didn't know
really
that.
Recommend a weekend or a few days in Isle of Wight. Get the ferry, hop on there.
Tell us about it.
Oh, it's brilliant. They've got, so we went to the garlic farm.
Okay.
All sorts of garlic. Love right. garlic. The Isle of Wight tomatoes, of course.
Okay.
And lots of restaurants there have their own sort of vegetable patches and, you know, fish is abundant and the seafood was so fresh. Everything was so fresh, sustainable
yeah.
and tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, really undiscovered gem, I think. Yeah. So Isle of Wight would definitely be up there for a foodie little
unexpected.
Trip.
Love that one.
Yeah.
And then how about a European or worldwide destination that you love that has a food focus?
So I just recently went to Tulum in Mexico.
Okay, amazing.
And I went to Mexico 10 years ago in one of these awful, well, I shouldn't say awful, but for me, it was awful, an all-inclusive resort.
Okay.
I felt like I didn't get yeah. to grips with the food. So this time I went and stayed in Slapbang in Tulum, did all the street food. And it's got a very big plant-based focus as well, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really surprised me. The food was incredible there.
Okay.
And even my kids were so invested.
Yeah.
We've come back with a taco press and we're
yeah.
making fresh tacos at home. And yeah, so Tulum was amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Love that. Where would you host your last supper and what would you be eating?
I think it'd have to be in the outdoors.
Okay.
I remember sitting in Langkawi between like cliffs, looking over the bay, lots of monkeys going everywhere. It was in the Datai, somewhere around there, somewhere tropical, somewhere with sea, sand, trees, mountain, rainforest, animals.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think I'd love to host
somewhere
something
outdoors.
Okay. Outdoors.
And what would you be eating?
What if it was my last?
Your last supper.
Oh my God.
Last
my last supper. Okay, out of two things, maybe it would be either like a really, really good biryani or it would be a seafood laksa.
Yeah,
oh,
delicious.
One
that
of
sounds
this.
Delicious. I want to be there. What is your favourite pub or bar and what makes it so special?
Okay, so for me, my favourite pub is the one that I used to go to from school. It's called the Preston. And I think sometimes a pub, you know, it's not about the food. It's about the memories and the atmosphere. So if I meet up with my school friends now, 25 years later, we go back to the same. It's still there.
So where is it?
It's in Wembley where I grew up. And it's called the Preston. And I went to Preston Manor High School. So that was like our local pub. So you could say it's like my Queen Vic. So I think the atmosphere. So pub for me was very much, you know, sort of place I come together. But if we're talking foodie, I did recently go to a really good pub in... It's more in the countryside. It's called The Greyhound in Beaconsfield. Okay. And it's exceptional. It's really good.
Do you remember what you had?
A 10-course tasting menu. Wow. It was very nice. Yes.
Great. Love that one. What's your favourite bakery and what do you like to order from there?
Oh, God. Bakery. Oh, right. Okay. Actually... There's this place called the Flourish Bakery.
Okay.
And Flourish actually supplies a lot of the top London restaurants. Actually, maybe
So where is it?
So it's in Hertfordshire. It's near the Grove Hotel, if you've heard of the Grove. So you're in this cafe. However, it's all glass around and it's a working bakery. So you're seeing everyone making all the croissants and the sourdough and everything. So it's very artisan. And I would normally go in there for brunch and have something like sourdough with avocado. Okay. Really basic with poached eggs.
But good bread, good pastries.
Oh my God, incredible. So yeah, Flourish. It's a working bakery. And if you've got children as well, they love seeing that because you get to see all the machinery around.
Yeah.
But you're in this lovely cafe. So it's a really sort of a strange thing in the middle of an industrial estate.
Right.
But you get to see how a big bakery operates. And most of the bread that you'd eat there is probably in most of the restaurants in London.
Yeah. Where do you go to buy a great food-based gift for friends? It could be a store, it could be something online.
Yeah, okay. So I think online, somewhere like Sous Chef, even somewhere like Bellazoo, I think giving gifts from Bellazoo, they're so versatile. People really like to
use
them.
And the flavours are always incredible.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Probably good old Fortnum's as well is great for some foodie gifts.
Yeah, Fortnum's is always a popular choice because you can't go wrong with a Fortnum's bag. And then lastly, what's a great specialist shop, either for ingredients or equipment that you like to go to?
So specialist shops, when it's ingredients, I tend to go more to like specific places like Asian stores or like a Lebanese shop or like a Turkey. You know, I like to go to a specialist shop like that. But if I'm buying like gifts, I would say somewhere like Anthropology or like Deventemente or Oliver Bonas. They've got really nice little foodie gifts. I like Made in Japan as well. I've ordered things from there. I love Japanese sort of pottery and crockery.
And do you have like a favourite Asian supermarket or like a favourite sort of Lebanese store that you go to?
Yeah, so I go to like Lung Fung near me. And then I go to... Asian stores, it's normally just the small sort of independent runs that I try and keep it local.
Yeah, great, love that. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.